Seeking the lost, yes, finding and cheating, wanderers on the mountain of shame. Come unto me, his message repeating, words of the Master speaking to me.
Going afar,
going afar,
upon the
mountain,
bringing the
wand, back again, into the fold
of
my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb,
and
for sinners
slain, seeking the lost and pointing to Jesus, so that awaken as our soul, leading them forth in ways of salvation, showing the path to life evermore.
Going afar,
upon the mountain,
bringing the
wanderer
back again,
into the fold
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb,
for sinners slain,
That's who I go on, missions of mercy, following Christ from day unto day, cheering the faith and raising the fallen, pointing the
lovers to Jesus the way, going afar, upon the
mountain,
bringing the
wanderer back again, into the fold
of
my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb,
for sinners slain,
going afar.
Jesus the Lamb,
for sinners slain,
God and Father, we thank you for this time that we have to gather around your word. Pray that you be with our dad as he presents the message tonight. We pray that you open our minds and our hearts to take in what is brought to us tonight. And we pray that we'll be encouraged by it, and it will help us to grow closer as a community of Christians, a family of Christians, Father. And we pray that help us grow closer to you. So we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening, my lovely viewers. Once again, this is your brother Paul Orphan coming to you live on your screens from my own Facebook page. And also, I know some are watching me from YouTube, also Instagram, and people will also listen to me on audio form and Spotify, Radio Republic, and also some will, you know, get me from the other WhatsApp platforms. I believe you are all doing great. Once again, I send my greetings from my family to you all. So, we're going to continue from where we ended last week. We are still discussing God's plan of redemption. We started by quoting some Bible passages that tells us that God made a decision to plan for man's redemption even before he started the foundation of our universe. So this plan was so important to Almighty God that he couldn't wait to ensure that things are put in place before even man was created. Now we saw that in the plan, two things are very, very important because that made the redemption plan, you know, successful and also make the redemption plan become full. And these two are first, we talk about the church, and also second, we talked about the Redeemer. We discuss about Redeemer and also talk about the prophecies that, you know, concerning the Redeemer. So last week, if you have not gotten that tape or that video, please look for it on my Facebook page. If you go to YouTube too, and then you type God's Plan of Redemption, Paul Offen, you'll find that tape. So get that and also play. Now, today what we are going to talk about is about the church that is in this redemption plan. I said two things. The Redeemer was in the redemption plan and also the church. We've already discussed the Redeemer. Now we're going to talk about the church that is also in the redemption plan. You see, many Christians who even believe in Jesus Christ accept him as the Savior, as the Redeemer, which is true, but they have no knowledge about the church, which is also in the redemption plan. So this is what we are going to talk about. We are going to talk about a prophecy concerning this church and when this church came into being and where it came into being. This is what we are going to do if time will permit us. So trying to follow me. You see, humanity is seeking the best in life. Everybody want to do well. So the struggles we face as humans is because we want a better life. But there is no better life anywhere. Even those who seem to be doing well in life, they battle with life sometimes. They battle when their bodies start to give away. Now the life of man, okay, according to the Bible, it's about 70 years on average. If you are lucky, you get 80. You live to 100 years. Even between 70 and 100 years, you tell me about it. You know the life there is not all that good. You come with all health problems. You understand? So, and that is why God is saying that your lifespan is up to 70. If you are lucky, you get 80. Now, because of that, we need to look beyond this life. This hope, this world is not our home. We are just passing through. If we want better life, the only option for better life is to think beyond this life. And that is why it's important we study this. We study the God's plan of redemption. We study how God wants to give us a better life after we pass through this life. So today, the church in the redemption plan. Now, Jesus announced this church in Matthew chapter 16 verse 18. And this church has a prophetic history. So, before Jesus announced to set up this church or to build this church, there was a prophecy. Okay, so this is what we're going to, you know, look at it. And the church being part of the redemption plan as the Savior, This church was designed to be a spiritual kingdom and a place of refuge for all the redeemed. Last week we talked about the redeemed. You understand? The Redeemer, being Christ Jesus, came to redeem people and put them in a place of refuge. And that place is called a church. Last week we defined a church as, you know, body of people that have been called out for a common goal. And this is what the Greeks call it, ecclesia. Now, when Greeks say ecclesia or church, it doesn't mean only people that have, you know, come together or assembled for religious reasons. No. Any group of people come together for a common goal is also termed as the church or ecclesia in the Greek's point of view. So understand that. But this ecclesia or this church we are talking about, a group of people for what? Religious purposes. So today, we are going to go to the scripture and learn about the prophecy concerning this church in the redemption plan. Now, according to Daniel's prophecy, this spiritual kingdom designed by God was to be set up during the time of the Roman Empire. Now, how do you know this? I've already said that the first time God talked about setting up a church or a place of refuge for the redeemed is when, before time, that's before the foundation of this world. If you go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4, God has already, you know, God has already accepted us as a people of his kingdom even before he laid the foundation of this earth. So, this church or kingdom is what we are going to talk about. Last week, we confirmed that when you say the kingdom of God is the same as the church of God. And this is what we're going to use the Bible to, you know, deduce it. So, let's, you know, go to Daniel's prophecy and hear about or see about how this church was prophesying. Now, when was this church to be set up is what we are discussing just now. And according to Daniel's prophecy, okay, which, let me give you the preamble leading to this prophecy. Right. There was a king of Babylon called Nebuchadnezzar. This king had a dream. And in the dream, when he got up from the bed, he knew he had a dream, but he had forgotten the dream. So he was so disturbed. So he called all his wise men, enchanters, and also magicians to come and reveal the dream to him and also give him the interpretation of that dream. In fact, when all these people I've mentioned gathered to the king, they told the king that, king, it is impossible. If you don't tell us the dream, it will be impossible for us to, you know, tell you what the dream is about. So you just tell us what the dream is about, what was the dream, and then we will interpret it for you. And the king said, I've forgotten the dream. But since you are all knowing, or you know everything, I'm expecting you to tell me the dream, you know, I dreamed. And nobody could do that. So he ordered all these wise people to be killed. And the news got to Daniel that the king had had a dream, but he had forgotten it. And for that matter, he had called all his magicians, enchanters, his wise people, and the sorcerers. But no one could tell him the dream, let alone the interpretation. So when the news got to Daniel, Daniel prayed to his God, and he said, let me go to the king, and I want us to read this. Then you will understand. Okay. Now, if you read Daniel chapter 2, right, verse 44, before we read that, let's go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 28. Daniel chapter 2, verse 28. When Daniel was brought before King Nebuchadnezzar about a dream that the king has had but forgotten, and want people to tell him the dream and the interpretation. Now, this is Daniel. Daniel chapter 2, verse 28. Daniel before the king. And I quote, he says, but, you see, Daniel said to the king, but there is a God in heaven who reveals mystery. Before that, Daniel said, king, it is very difficult for every human being to tell you the dream that you yourself say you have forgotten and interpreted. But there is a king. Okay? There is a God in heaven who can reveal mysteries. And he has made it known to the king Nebuchadnezzar. Listen to this, is Daniel saying, standing in front of the king. He said, king, God has made it known to you that there will be in later days what have to, you know, come. In other words, what he's trying to say is the dream you had is something that is going to come in later days, and God revealed that to you. So now, what is a dream? And Daniel said, your dream and your vision, okay, of your head as you lay in your bed are these. And then Daniel, you know, started to interpret or to tell the king the dream and also its interpretation. Now he said that, king, in your dream, you saw a huge image of man. And then the king started nodding. And this image is divided into four different materials. The head of the image is made of gold, and the shoulders and the chest is made of silver. Then the belly down to the thigh is made of bronze, and the thigh to the leg down is made of iron, and the feet is made of iron mixed with clay. And then the king started clapping for him. This is exactly what I saw in the dream. Now that you've been able to reveal the dream to me, I know the interpretation you are going to give me is sure. Give glory to God. Daniel said, no human being can reveal the dream to you. But we have God in heaven who can reveal mysteries. And lo and behold, Daniel was able to tell the king what is about to happen. This is what I want you viewers or listeners, this is what I want you to underline. He said, God of heaven has revealed to you in this dream what is about to happen in the latter days. What is about to happen? And this will bring us into the church we are talking about, which is in the plan of redemption. The heaven, the God of heaven is going to reveal something that he had planned even before he set up the foundation of this kingdom. And he has revealed it through the dream of Nebuchadnezzar and want Daniel to interpret it, not to only the king, but to the whole world, that this is what God has planned. So when you come to Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, let's listen to Daniel as he interprets the dream. He said, this dream you saw, that huge image which is divided into different materials, they represent kingdoms. This image represents kingdoms. You understand? So he continued by saying that in those in the days of these kings, Daniel chapter 2 verse 44, I'm reading. In the days of these kings, already he told him that Their image represents successions of what? Kingdoms. And he said, in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. So Daniel said, king, all these successions of what? Kingdoms you see, the body which is divided into all these different materials, they are successions of kingdoms or empires. But I'm telling you that in the days of all these kings or kingdom, the God of heaven is going to set up his own kingdom that will never be destroyed. Hallelujah. So God is going to bring a kingdom. That kingdom can never be destroyed. I want you viewers, listeners, please underline that in your heart. The kingdom God is going to bring, no one can destroy it. And mark it, he said, this is going to be set up in the days of these kingdoms that you saw with the image. What are these kingdoms? We will talk about. We will talk about it. And he said, it shall break in pieces all these kingdoms and bring them to an end. So, king, the kingdoms you saw, the God of heaven is going to set up his own kingdom. And when his kingdom comes, all these kingdoms are going to be broken into pieces, and these kingdoms will do what? Will come to an end. Lo and behold, in the dream, what Nebuchadnezzar saw was a stone which is not held by any hand, and this stone hit the feet of this huge image, and the image broke into pieces and became like a fine powder, and the wind blew it away. And the stone that hit the feet, and thereto mark it in your heart, that the stone hit the feet. So that when we interpret this dream, you understand why the stone hit the feet. And the stone that hit the feet started growing big, and it grew big, and it fell, became like a mountain, and filled the whole earth. And that is what Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream. And in actual fact, he conceded to that this is what I saw. Now, what is the meaning of this, dream? This is what we are trying to interpret. God said, I'm going to set up my kingdom in those succession of kings or kingdoms that you saw. And when my kingdom comes, it's going to, destroy all these kingdoms, and these kingdoms will come to an end. But my kingdom is going to stand forever. Hallelujah. Now, according to the New Testament, I just want you to understand it. Coming back to the New Testament, according to the New Testament, the kingdom to be set up and the church that Jesus promised to build are the same. These names are used interchangeably. You either say the kingdom of God or the church of God. They are used interchangeably. And as you read the scriptures, you will understand this. You understand? Now, back to Daniel's prophecy. Now, when Daniel revealed this prophecy, it was around 600 BC. That is 600 years before Jesus Christ was born. Right. And that time, the world was ruled by successions of kingdoms, or called the empires. And these started from the Babylonian Empire, Medo-Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, and the Roman Empires. Now, Daniel interpreted the dream to say that the head, which was the gold of this image, is the Babylonian Empire, which the king Nebuchadnezzar was the head. So, King Nebuchadnezzar, you are the head of what? You are the head of this image that is the gold, and you represent the Babylonian Empire. Now, after your empire, there will come another empire which is not all that great, you know, as yours. And that will be the Medo-Persian Empire, which is the silver. You know, gold is more valuable than what? Silver. And that is why he said the Medo-Persian Empire will also come. Okay? From there, we'll have the Greek Empire, which is the belly, and it was the bronze, the belly down to the thigh. And then this will followed by the Roman Empire or Roman Kingdom. You understand? That is the leg of iron. And the feet is mixed with iron and clay. And that is the Roman Empire, which became weak and divided. That is the feet. Now, keep this in mind. I've already explained that the kingdom is the same as the church. And let's read a quotation in the New Testament who tells us that the kingdom is the same as the church that Jesus Christ promised to bring. Now, if you read Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, here, Jesus is speaking here. You can read the whole of Matthew chapter 16, but what we want to, you know, focus on is verse 18 and 19. Jesus said here, I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Listen again. I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. You see, the first part of this series, I asked a question. Why is it that the Jewish church was in existence, but Jesus said, I'm going to build my own? Why? Wouldn't Jesus have, you know, told people that you have to, you know, go into the Jewish church? But no, he said, I'll build my own church. We are still discussing the church that is in the plan of redemption. I'm not talking about denominations. No. Here, Jesus is not talking about denomination. He said, I'll build my church. Remember, we quoted John chapter 4, right? In the first video of this series, that Jesus told the woman at the well, that woman, an hour is coming, a time is coming, where the worship is going to change. Because you, Samaritans, you say we have to worship God in the mountains. And the Jews also say in Jerusalem. But I'm telling you, a time is coming. It's not on the mountain of Jerusalem again that we are going to worship. But God Almighty, He is seeking true worshipers. And these true worshipers are going to worship the Father in truth and in spirit. So this is different chapter that Jesus Christ is bringing. And that is why He said to Peter, I'm going to establish my own church. Though the Jewish church was in existence. Fellow viewer, it's very important that you mark this. I said, there are many Christians who don't know this fact. You understand? Jesus said, I'll build my church. And then he continued, verse 19. That is where I want you to mark it. Now he's talking about church. Then he continued by saying that, and the gates of hell shall not prevent against it. Verse 19 says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What? Jesus, you are talking about church. I will build my church. So where from? The kingdom of heaven. And that is why I said the church and the kingdom are the same. They can be used interchangeably. Those who understand the scriptures, especially the New Testament, whenever you come across the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he is referring to the church that Jesus is going to build is at hand. That is what it means. So don't go and read the kingdom of God and thinking that there is something coming in the future. That is what he's talking about. No. Jesus said, I'll build my church and I'll give you, Peter, the keys to this kingdom. And then he said that so that whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 and 19. Now, the key in this context represents authority to be given to Peter to open this spiritual body of people called Ecclesia, or the church, or the community of God's people. So the kingdom of God is the same as the church of God, is the same as the community of God's people. The kingdom of Christ is the same as the church of Christ, and also the community of God's people. So understand that. Other than that, you find it difficult to know this. The question is, when and where did this church that he promised to set up, was done? Today, we find out when the church will be set up. And according to Daniel's prophecy, the church or the kingdom was going to be set up in the days of those kings. Daniel chapter 2, verse what? 44. In the days of those kings. And which kings are you talking about? Now, these worldly kingdoms that the God of heaven revealed to Nebuchadnezzar in his dreams as an image divided into, different material, which is successions of kingdoms. Daniel said, the kingdom that God is going to bring will come on those days. The days where we have the empires. That is when the kingdom that God was going to set up will come. So here, there are some people that are saying that when Jesus Christ returns, he's going to set up a kingdom for a 1,000 years and rule, physically rule on this earth here. By the time this lesson comes to an end, you'll understand that that is not what Jesus Christ was talking about. That is, there's no physical kingdom that is coming. But this prophecy was referring to the church that Jesus said, I am going to establish. Even though the church of the Jews and the Samaritans, they were there. But Jesus said, I will build my own. So brothers and sisters, I don't want to take much of your time, but think about this, that in the plan of redemption, it's not only the Redeemer that was planned ahead, but also a church which will be serving as the place of refuge for those redeemed. Last week I said, if somebody is drowning, and then a Redeemer redeem this person from either the river or the sea, he has to bring the person to a safe place. In the same way, Jesus being the Redeemer is going to redeem people and put them in the safe place called his kingdom or his church. So this is what the prophecy have said, that it was going to be set up in the days of the empires. The days of the empires or the kingdoms. So this is where I'm going to leave you. Next week, we're going to discuss where this heavenly kingdom, also called a church, where it started. And I've already told you when it started is on the days of these kingdoms. Now, if you know that these empires are no more in the world, it means that kingdom has already been set up. Because according to the prophecy, it was going to come on those, in the days of those kingdoms. Right. That is one point I want you to put in mind. So next week, we're going to talk about where this kingdom was set up. Okay. So as I always advise you, I know many people give me thumbs up. That is good. I like it. But I want you yourself, don't just listen to, a small part and give me tongue and leave it. You need to play the tape to the end so that it will help you. and sent to somebody who also doesn't know this mystery. This is a mystery in the Bible. Today, you see all classes of what? Human churches around. Is that a church Jesus was talking about? No. Jesus did not promise denominations or scattering of human churches. That was not what Jesus Christ was talking about. Jesus said, I will build my church. And this church was in the plan of redemption. So it's very, very important that we start to dig into the Bible and look for this church which is in the plan of redemption. It's not difficult to see the Redeemer who is Jesus Christ. But many people do not know the refuge place which the Redeemer set up. And this is what we are trying to find. So God bless you that you always find time to follow me when you see me on your screens. Please, if you are watching me from YouTube, why don't you subscribe to this channel so that whenever I come online, you'll be notified. And share it to as many as you can, because we know to know this truth, which is hidden from the minds of humans. This is what God has planned even before he laid the foundation of earth. But many people do not know. Do me a favor. If you are a member of the Lord's Church, please don't just listen. Share this, because you know the world needs this for their salvation. It's very, very important. Please, if you are a member of the Lord's Kingdom, share this so that other people too will know the truth. God bless you. Once again, I am your brother, Paul Loffin. Take care.